It's All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio. I'm Catherine Braund. This week, the legislature in Raleigh finally wraps up its short session, which turned out to be a rather extended session. Here to walk us through the final moves in the Capitol is WUNC's Jorge Valencia. Hi, Jorge.
Hello from the Capitol.
So the big news, Jorge, this week, of course, the budget agreement. Both the House and the Senate have agreed to a $21 billion budget that includes teacher pay raises, pretty much what everyone's been talking about. Lawmakers are trumpeting those raises as 7% average raises for teachers, but veteran teachers not getting nearly as much as newer teachers, and a lot of folks not too happy about that. What's going on there?
Yeah, Catherine. Senate and House leadership say that they're very proud of what they've been able to accomplish in this budget. And like you said, it's on average. I think the key word here is average. On average, it's a 7% raise. But it really, it's a range. And this benefits, for the most part, teachers who are in the earlier part of their career. So you could get as much as 18% raise. But if you're sort of in the latter end of your career, you could get a pay raise that is about roughly 1%. So that's why there's some people saying, hey, you know, you're not really helping everybody out.
All teachers, though, more or less, should be seeing some sort of increase in the coming year. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. This is going to go into place for this school year. And actually, the governor was just speaking about this this afternoon in a press conference. And previously, he had said that if he got a budget that he didn't like, he was going to veto it. But he said he's happy with what he sees and that when he gets it from the General Assembly, which presumably will be tomorrow, that he'll take it and he'll sign it into law.
One thing, Jorge, that did not pass both houses is a film incentives bill. The film industry, obviously very important in certain parts of North Carolina, namely out west and in Wilmington. Yeah. It looks like some of the incentives the government has for getting those films to produce here will expire at the end of the year. What happened with regard to the film incentives?
It's not that they haven't extended that yet. I mean, there's still an attempt to do that. In the House right now, there is a revenue bill that has an amendment to it that would extend the current incentives package. It's roughly a 25% rebate on what these companies spend to film here in North Carolina. And on average, that's meant about $40 million a year. And the people who are for that say that this represents a lot of jobs here in North Carolina, about 4,200. There's a lot of people who are for this. One of them is Representative Charles Jeter from Mecklenburg County. And this is what he had to say yesterday in the House floor.
Yeah, there's things that need to be tweaked. You don't need to give The Daily Show the benefit because they came here because of the DNC. I get that. You don't need to give it to The Bachelorette because Emily Mayer didn't want to leave Charlotte. And you don't need to give it to Lizard Lick Towing because that's a stupid program. But you're talking about real jobs.
And there's actually a provision in the state budget that provides for a $10 million grant program over 6 months. And the current efforts from the House of Representatives, it's unclear if that's going to go anywhere because the Senate will have to ratify that. And it turns out that the Senate already adjourned today at 1 o'clock in the morning. They're not going to be back for a while, and the chances of them taking this up are not very high.
Slim to none. Well, there was legislation, Jorge, that passed that'll bring lawmakers back to Raleigh in 2 weeks to consider some other measures. You think they might just pick up the film incentives then?
You know, one thing is true, and it's that members of the General Assembly could pick up whatever they choose to pick up. But when they come back in 2 weeks, they will likely just take up whatever the governor sends back to them. If he vetoes anything, that's really what they're going to come back for in 2 weeks. And then they'll come back in November. And really, there's really just two matters that are very pressing that they want to get to. And one of them is an overhaul of the Medicaid system, with which both Democrats, Republicans, and the House and the Senate have been saying that they want to do, but they haven't been able to agree on. And the other one is a plan to clean up the coal ash ponds here in North Carolina. That's another very high priority issue, bipartisan, bicameral, but they haven't been able to come to an agreement on that. So that's what we expect that they're going to come back for in November.
All right. So the short session continues, at least for a little bit. WUNC's Jorge Valencia. Thanks so much, Jorge.
Thanks, Catherine.
So Support for North Carolina Public Radio comes from Leland Little Auctions, currently considering estate collection consignments with a focus on rare and fine wine. Details, llauctions.com.